Brews and Banter.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, Roman.
Cheers.
This is our first one of these, too.
So we're not in our regular studio. We are at a brewery, Middle Ages.
One of the oldest in Syracuse.
First in Syracuse, yep. craft brewery. And they were nice enough to host us here and let us record our episode. So we're going to say thanks to them. Cheers, and we'll eventually set up an interview, and we'll do a recording. But right now, they were very nice to let us record here since our studio is unavailable at the moment. It was invaded by ninjas, and we're going to let them...
Mini ninjas.
Mini ninjas. We're going to let them do their thing.
this is one of our first, we do these brewery tours and things, but this is our first on-site in a brewery without... interviewing someone.
There you go. Yeah. You know what I was thinking? Does every country have ninjas and Japan just sucks? We know about theirs and we just don't know about others.
Well, I think our ninjas are like, Navy SEALs.
So what are you drinking?
I am drinking a...
Of course we're drinking Middle Ages.
Yep. This is a, I would tell you, Black Heart Stout, 6.8%.
And I'm drinking Tux, which is a dark lager.
I don't know what that ABV is. 5%.
5%. And yours is 6.5?
6.8. But this is good. Look at that. So the stouts have these like caramel little, like see the difference in the foam?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like my foam is tan and yours needs to go tanning.
Have you seen those videos where they take that hot rod, steel rod, and they'll put it like...
Yeah, we were talking about that at Brewfest.
And then what it does is it... caramelizes the sugars up top, and your beer is still cold, actually, which is really odd.
But does the sugars, are they solid now?
I think maybe, or maybe it just raises the sugar up to the top of it, but yeah, it changes the taste.
It's big, like overseas, right? Like different countries.
Maybe. I've only seen it online.
I've never seen it here.
Yeah, but...
I think what we need to do also, so we've got a whole... cream ale selection.
Okay.
I bought some, you bought some, so yeah. I'm thinking maybe we do like a little taste testing. We have like a cream-a-thon. No, cream ale-a-thon. Cream ale-a-thon, not a cream-a-thon.
Correction.
Cream ale-a-thon. So like maybe we'll set up a panel of a bunch of these different types and we'll see which one we like the best. Because I think there's probably five. And I bought some more today.
Yeah.
So
some local stuff. Yeah.
It's all local.
All of them?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
I got it from either Branching Out or Drink NY Craft.
So a little more about the Middle Ages. So we talked about a brewery that we drink. We are at the location drinking their beer. We said that they are first craft brewery that opened in Syracuse.
Yeah. Was it 95?
I guess came back to Syracuse, right? Because Haberly was here before and like...
Yeah, but I don't even know if they were considered craft, were they?
Oh, that's true.
Haberly?
So maybe that's...
Yeah, but it's the oldest one anyway.
Right. Yep. So, yeah. Middle Ages, 1996 or 95?
Yeah, something like
that, yeah. The owner and his wife, they opened this craft brewery here in Syracuse. Since then, this area has grown with a lot of craft beer. And then they have this like middle ages theme going on. You can see we have a dragon head over there over the fireplace. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we'll get some footage of all like the sort of medieval doors and
show you. And we'll do some b-rolls and footages that you'll see of this brewery. But even like their lights over the bar, it's like ropes.
Yeah. Oh, their handles, their door handles are like old wrought iron.
Very creative.
And so 95 they opened.
95.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And it's just cool. It's a wide open city. I know they got some sort of event center now here.
But they've expanded.
Yeah. They just opened that maybe last year. So it's really big. And maybe we can attend some of these festivals. I think they have a big festival there.
Music, right? In this room?
Or? I don't know, but they could do it, I'm sure, in this new room they opened. It's a huge, I always have pictures of it online. It's a huge, it looks like a gymnasium. Like, it's just huge, open.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I saw, but.
Yeah, I mean, I always see on Instagram, they will post, like, excuse me.
Was that a burp?
Yeah. Okay. They post, like, music events. There's a local guy we follow on Instagram. He's got a really good voice, and he's a really good singer. Jess Jill.
Yep.
So I've seen he played here. I actually want to go see him play live.
I've seen him a couple times.
Live?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. I saw him when he was, I think I got a video at home when they had a, they were reunited with Brand New Sin.
Oh, and then, he was part of the band?
Yeah, he was a singer for them because I know the guitarist that helped found that band. They're not together anymore, but I saw him a couple times at Hooligans. Or not. Is it Hooligans? No, Sharkies. In Liverpool?
Yeah.
But I got a fun fact I just thought about with these.
Okay.
So if people want to go back in our historical, it's only a year. If people want to go back in our Instagram, I was drinking Middle Ages beer when I was topless on my deck at home. Remember? It was. I think I had some Swallow It, which is ironic. And that's the name of the beer, Swallow It.
That should have been a cream ale.
Swallow Wit is what it's called. Yeah, that should have been the cream ale. And then the other one was Storm the Castle. But that's when I was out of the deck. It was really sunny. And
yeah.
I don't know why I was there doing it, but I did.
For you to go topless, you got no neighbors?
I wouldn't care. And I know. Probably both your neighbors wouldn't care either.
No, they wouldn't.
I know the one, and then the other one seems like they wouldn't. You know?
If anything, more will start popping.
Yeah, maybe they. Can I join you? Like,
I wish I had a pool.
Just put a little kiddie pool out. Let your dogs frolic in it.
Yeah, that would be good.
But this is pretty good. Look, I'm almost done.
I'm really liking this. I didn't know what to expect with the dark lager.
Yeah, you've not had one of those before, I don't think.
No, this is my first time. And you want to try it?
No. I'll go get something else. I'll try something else on their menu. They got a good selection here.
Yeah, they do.
But at least this is nice and roomy. They got like those old kind of, the benches you'd see in Viking halls and stuff back in the Great Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a little more modern and less blood and shit on them. But like, it's that's their motif. They do a good job decorating.
When I lived in Boston, there was a restaurant called Medieval Times.
Oh, I've been to that.
You've been to that?
Like it's like an arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a king.
I was in Florida. Yeah.
There's a king, and then there's these long tables like this, right? And like that's where people would sit and eat, and you had like peasants that serve you food,
yeah,
and bread.
But they're like jousting, like in the arena, right?
Yeah, there's like
picture an ice skating rink with the seats all around it,
and
where the ice would be is all dirt, and there's like horses and people jousting, and everybody else is eating in the crowd.
So where I was, it's a smaller place, no jousting, but there's like dirt on the floor. There's like chickens walking around. And then if you want to go to the bathroom, you have to go to the king and ask for permission to go to the bathroom. And sometimes king will make you like dance or perform something. And like when they give you bread, it just comes in like a sack and they just pull the bread out.
Oh, yeah?
Like by
no, it's pretty cool. So yeah, the one I was in Florida must have been much bigger. But
yeah.
I've also been to, it is the same trip. It was a speakeasy. You ever been to one of those? You know what a speakeasy is?
Yeah, I've been to one in Syracuse.
You have? I know there was one here.
There is one. It's a
Can you share it with the rest of us?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, so we'd go there, but it was all like, you know, mafia themed, and they'd be smart asses when they're talking to you, or like, you know, you'd be like, excuse me, they'd be like, no, excuse for you. You're like, you know, or someone like, what do you want? What do you want to eat? Like, it's like, impatient, like it's pretty fucking cool to do those things.
That's cool.
Now you gonna tell me one of those in Syracuse too?
No.
Okay, sorry.
We do have speakeasy.
Don't want to fucking burst that bubble, also.
I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but it's downtown Syracuse. There's a restaurant up top, and then you go down the stairs, and the speakeasy is downstairs.
I don't know. I'm sure.
I'll think of a name. I'll let you know.
I'm sure I'll know as soon as I hear it.
I have a joke for you.
Good.
If lightning hits an orchestra, who is most likely to get hit?
Who's ever sucking on the organ? No, it's ever playing the organ. What the fuck? I meant playing the organ. Sucking on the organ is a Liberace joke. That's a Liberace joke, yeah.
Organ struck?
Yeah, no. I don't know what the fuck happened. So who gets hit?
The conductor.
Jesus.
All right. You ever been in Urban Dictionary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember Viking Water Bowl?
I got one for you. Wisconsin blow dryer. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
You feel bad about this?
Listen, Wisconsin blow dryer means the act of coming on another's face, then proceeding to dry them their cum with your farts.
All right. There's probably a market for that, too. I thought it'd have something to do with, like, hanging your head out the window or something. Oh. What? What does your algorithm look like?
It's not algorithm. I've heard this word, but I didn't know what it meant.
What word?
Wisconsin.
Oh, the slang, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I went on Urban Dictionary and looked it up.
I've never heard of that.
So, now you know.
I think I'm gonna change my name to Jackson Hoff. And you can call me Jack Off.
Why does it smell like Up Dogs in here?
Like what?
Up Dogs.
What's an Up Dog?
What's up, dog?
What the fuck is wrong with you? I thought you were telling because it smells like sanitary in here.
Yeah.
Like it's been freshly cleaned. Well, so that's why I thought you were asking.
I used an opportunity because when we walked in earlier, you said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of it. I'm like, I got to find the right timing to use it. So.
What's up, dog?
You go and be like, why does it smell like hot dog in here? That usually go
did
like,
you say
up dog?
Did you say up dog or ob dog?
Up dog.
Oh, I think you said ob.
And then they go, what's up dog? And you go, what's up with you? I'm good.
The fuck?
That's not mine.
That's good though. At least you set it up. And.
But yeah, you kind of have to. Where I saw it first was a baseball player or football player. It was a press conference. And he walks up to the stage. He goes, why does it smell like Up Dog? And one of the journalists go, what's Up Dog? He goes, I'm good. It's up with you.
Those fucking people are great. Yeah,
anyways, do you want to talk about Maryland Bridge?
Yeah, but you want to talk about you want to look up Middle Ages Brewing first and you can read about it? Because I'm out.
Okay, I'm not.
You want something else?
You want to try it?
No, still don't. Do you not like it?
I like it, but I'm talking. I'm not keeping up.
I'm going to grade this. I'm going to give it, because we had different beers this time, so that's another different
thing. Right.
So I'm going to say this is pretty good. The first sip was a little rough for me because I may or may not have had something else before this.
We had a Pilsner before this.
Yeah, so, but this is, I'm going to say this three and three quarter.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect with a dark lager. I'm going to say four.
It's really weird to see that. And not have it be a stout.
I know. In my head, I was like, it's going to be a stout. But when you taste it, it doesn't taste like
I'm going to get this Irish Red up here. I bet you that's going to be dark like this.
Should we get same so that we can...
You want the Irish Red? All right, I don't care what we get, but if that's what you get, then... Or if that's what you want, then I can get...
I mean, in the studio, we drink the same beer.
Right.
And we give our...
Can we lock arms like this?
No.
Like your arm will go this way?
Thing I don't want to do.
I went topless on Instagram.
I want to be able to come back.
All right, I'll try the Irish Red. But do you want to pull up the brewery here and just read?
We're gonna pause the video and then we'll get right back into it. But before I do, just want to let everybody know, please go on Patreon, subscribe there, help us out, and $5 subscription. It allows us to look for locations to... be able to record and acquire equipment we need and give you more content. So please go on patreon.com and subscribe to Words and Banter. It's only $5.
Were you gonna grade that?
I did. I said four.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. You were 3 3/4.
Yep.
And I'm 4 on this one, which is a Todd's Dark Lager.
All right, so we're back, and we wanted to just read you about this brewery really quick. Yes, you're right. They were established in 1995.
I'm sorry, my headphones aren't working. What was the first part you said? Was I right?
I know you looked it up.
I did look it up, and it's on here. They're proof of it. So
yeah.
I knew it was 95 or 96, but yeah.
So they're locally owned and operated for over 27 years. They are oldest brewery in Syracuse, New York. Our beer is located directly at our brewery or at many restaurants and retailers throughout the area. We produce many local favorites and experimental styles. Our tap room is open 7 days a week with at least 24 beers available at any given time. We host weekly events like trivia and live music.
Yeah, so that's difficult because a lot of the breweries you go to, I mean, it's great that they're open 7 days a week. A lot of breweries are not open seven days a week. And I think today they opened at noon. Some don't open till 4.
Yeah,
so they must have a capability to brew somewhere that doesn't affect the tap room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
maybe here.
Well, and they must have, you know, obviously a brewer that's not, you know, running the tap room.
So what did you get us?
This is Tipperary Red. Tipperary Red, Irish Red Ale, that is 5.2%. A little bit lighter in color than this thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yep. Ding. There's like zero aroma in this.
It's another easy drinker.
Mm-hmm. This tastes
almost
like a cream.
What percentage on this?
5.2.
5.2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I keep turning back because I can see the menu.
Yeah, the menu's back there.
Yeah, but this is like almost like a cream ale tasting thing. It's good. I don't smell anything.
I don't know if I'll be able to tell the difference between cream ale and red ale. Would you? I mean, if it tastes like this.
We'll remember this, and then we'll have the cream-a-thon.
That's such a funny name.
The cream anything-a-thon is okay.
And cream.
like Orama. Like we're having a steak Orama or a beer Orama.
Right.
Anything Orama is. Orama. Barack-o-rama.
Barack-o-rama.
So yeah, you wanted to bring up the Baltimore Bridge, yeah?
I mean, obviously you heard about it. Who hasn't? Do you know anything about the investigation so far?
So all I heard was... now there's all kinds of course, conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, first of all, I saw Biden go on TV saying, the federal government's going to pay for all of it. Why the fuck are we paying for any of it?
I know.
This fucking boat ran into it that's not ours. Why don't they fucking pay for it?
And shouldn't their insurance be covering this?
That's what I think.
Can you imagine calling insurance company and be like, I want to put a claim in. Our boat just ran into a bridge. The bridge collapsed and people died.
Mm-hmm.
The boat's kind of okay.
Yeah, the boat's still afloat and it's not.
Yeah.
I guess there's hazardous materials on it. And they said
it has hazard materials?
Yeah, we said that it's not leaking so far. But they said the batteries, I don't understand this, the lithium ion batteries are the biggest concern because they could leak. But I don't know how they're going to leak.
I thought they catch on fire, they don't leak.
Yeah, but how are they going to catch on fire? Like, why would they catch on fire from sitting there versus if they were still in transport?
Well, if they were damaged, if the lithium ion battery is damaged, it can, heat up and like explode or catch fire.
So, but they got all these cranes in there now, and they got 1,000 workers, and they got like the Army Corps engineers, all these people, because they got to deconstruct the accident. And then once you're pulling this metal off of those containers that are on the boat, you've got to make sure those fucking containers. So now they might have to build platforms up to those containers, take this off, and then have a platform to catch the container.
Can they just unload the containers?
No, the containers are smashed, the ones on the top. and they can't unload them because the bridge is on top of them. So they can unload them after the bridge is off, but they don't know as soon as you lift the bridge, it's covered. You know?
Oh, I see.
But the conspiracy theories are, because you can see the video, you can see it when the power went off twice before it hit the bridge. You can see the power goes off, flickers, and then comes back on and goes off, and you see a puff of black smoke. Now people are saying, whether it's true or not, that like the federal government orchestrated this. Our federal government.
Why?
Because they want to take away from all the other problems in the world and with the election. Well, I don't believe it, but I don't have any proof.
Also, someone posted a video. Another like cargo ship operator posted a video. Is like, this is how these ships operate. There's two steering zones, zone one and zone two, or A and B, and individually they can steer the boat. So he said zone steering A has a backup diesel generator. So when they are ever pulling into port or out of port, they're always on steering A, because if power was to go out, the diesel generator kicks in, takes over, so that you don't lose control of the ship where you're surrounded by structures and people. And then steering B does not have the backup operator generator to operate in case power goes out. So if the power went out and they weren't operational, they should have at least switched to steering A, where the backup generator kicks in so they can steer it out of there and then deal with an issue. So somebody fucked up.
Yeah, well, you know, and I thought they were called captains, a captain of the ship, but I think they're calling them pilots.
Yeah.
Whatever the case, maybe there's both, I don't know. But from everything I've heard, that pilot, who was ever in charge of moving that ship at that point, that was on that ship, did everything they could. And they actually alerted the bridge beforehand. They knew there was a problem. So, like, and there, that's why there wasn't as many vehicles on there. But, you know, one is too many because you lost at least seven people.
Construction crew was on there.
I think they're all migrant workers.
The construction crew?
Yeah,
I think one person survived.
I don't know, but I know. I think they're from like El Salvador or Ecuador or something like this. I don't know.
Well, that's separate issue. Like not an issue, but I'm saying that's workers on the bridge have nothing to do with the boat.
Right. Well, nobody on the boat got hurt.
Nobody on the boat got hurt.
And in the cars, there's cars that.
But I was just gonna say, can you imagine you're on the fucking bridge, and now you're going down?
Well, like, imagine like you're this is like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Imagine, okay, go ahead, honey, just take a nap. You know, your kid's in the backseat sleeping. You're fucking driving all stuff. What the fuck?
I see these videos now. People are like, me driving across the bridge at 100 miles per hour is just like, ah.
Yeah. Well, now, like, people like, yeah, how many people are going to be nervous when you're driving over a bridge, you see a boat coming? Like,
I know.
You can't really stop.
And it's not like you can see whether they're going to hit the pillar or not.
Right. No, they should, I don't know how to, so for me, I don't know how they design these bridges. Obviously, we don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, if you've got a shipping lane, because now they're talking about building this bridge higher already, but if you've got a shipping lane, why is it, like, you should make this lane so fucking wide, and the pillars are in shallow water, sort of, because this is only 50 feet deep.
Mm.
If because the boat itself has got to be fucking down 25 or 30 feet in the water, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you build the pillars in the shallow part of the water, a boat can never get there because they're going to get stuck.
Well,
so put the pillars there so that forces the boat to go into the main area. That way they're like, how are you going to hit?
Or if you physically can't structure it that way and they have to be in a deeper area, put something else in front of the pillars. So like if they have
something's called. I know what they're called. They do have something.
Yeah.
It's a common name that they call it. But I can't remember what it was. I'm like, what is it?
Barricade?
No, but it's like something else. But they do have it.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be, I think it's just drilled, it's fucking hammered down into the dirt. But like, you got a ship, what is this, 100,000 tons or whatever the fuck it is? I don't know how much weight it is. But how are you going to stop that anyway? That's like, you know.
I mean, it could at least reduce the impact where it doesn't collapse the entire bridge.
And they had some specialists on there, like, you know, they couldn't even drop an anchor. Because traveling at like 1 knot or 2 knots, you can probably drop an anchor and slow down. But he's like driving, like, or, you know, sailing, riding, flying, driving, floating, What are you doing?
Traveling.
Yeah, let's do that.
Traveling at the speed of
like 7 or 8 mile knots per hour. That's kind of like
seven knots.
Yeah, or whatever it is, six. He says traveling at that rate, that would probably rip an anchor off your boat, especially something that size. You know, I mean, if you're doing that in like a little fucking 19 foot, you know, open bow,
yeah,
probably fucking drag you down, yank you. But something this size,
yeah,
is, you know. So it's unfortunate. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's months and months they're talking about disruption to, because that's the biggest import, the biggest port for automobiles.
Well, also other stuff too up in Northeast area. One of the busiest ports in Northeast.
Which is weird because that's where we are. So every time there's an accident, everything affects us directly. Like right here, no matter what it is.
Yeah, so it's not just for cars, but other products as well.
Yeah.
Parts.
Yeah.
Grain.
Oh, I'm sure the price of air is going to go up, and the oxygen we breathe is going to be taxed. And you know, that's what they do in this fucking country. Everything, every emergency affects everything. Like, you know, toothpicks, the price of toothpicks are going to skyrocket. And, you know.
So, to those listeners and followers who don't know about Syracuse area, there is a bridge by Onondaga Lake, and it's a railroad bridge, and this bridge has a low clearance. And there's many signs that warns truckers.
It's painted fucking orange. Safety orange.
Bright orange, flashing lights, all kinds of signs to warn truckers not to go down that road because they will destroy their truck. And we had many incidents.
We just had one like yesterday.
Yeah. Many incidents where trucks run into that bridge and just rip the trailer.
Or they get stuck.
They get stuck. So my wife said, they should have built that railroad bridge in Maryland. I've never been undisputed champion in the boat, but I'm just going to stop.
Yeah, I mean,
stay tuned. There'll be a edited photo coming up.
And people say this too, like, you know, why can't you just raise the bridge? Why can't you just lower the ground? It's not that easy, apparently.
Well,
but
can lower the ground because it's already at lake water level. Yeah. If you lower the ground, it's going to create problem with drainage, pipes will be backing up, and to raise that bridge is just not in the budget. I mean, you don't just raise it where that bridge is, you have to raise it where,
yeah, you have to do, like, you have to gradually, like,
you have to
the road
far away. Yeah,
but or, like, I don't know whose budget this is, but I don't give a fuck. It shouldn't be ours, it should be the railroad companies.
Well, it would be real. Yeah.
But why can't they make it like a fucking drawbridge?
Well, my other thought was the bridge at the time that it's not being used by the train is raised up, and then when the train is approaching, you got the gates that
yeah,
come
yeah,
down
yeah.
And then the bridge lowers so the train can pass.
Yeah, all this is right.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, I've lived here for fucking, you know, 50 years or whatever the fuck it is. I've never once seen a fucking train on that bridge.
I have.
I've never once seen a train.
I've seen it at least 20 times.
They can't fucking send them somewhere else.
I've seen it.
Send them around, take a different route.
I don't know. I've heard them talking about building, what do you call it? The yard where the ships, the trains come in to be unloaded with the goods and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Freight yard?
Freight yard, thank you. In like Camillus area. That's going to be one of the biggest ones in the country.
Freight yard. So we got that interview coming up. Sorry. We're going to be interviewing someone at Freight Yard. You could catch that on
Freight Yard Brewery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's going to be the biggest in the country?
One of.
Where is this at?
In Camillus area. But I don't know if that's going to be started soon or not,
yeah,
and if that's going to go through or not, but I've heard them talk about it.
Yep.
Because you have, you know, like Amazon warehouse open here. We have Micron coming here. So there's going to be stuff that's transported by railroads, and then truckers will be distributing from there.
Hugely beneficial.
We have one in East Syracuse.
Building, yeah. But if they started building this infrastructure,
that's not
now,
enough.
It'd be fucking great. You know, I mean, we don't have much water transportation here.
Water transportation?
Yeah, there's not many things arrived by boat.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Erie Canal used to be used long time ago. And that was one of the ways the goods were brought in and out.
Well, so we got another interview with for Patreon for with Big Ditch, which is named after, that's how they arrived at the name, because of the Erie Canal.
Yeah.
It's a big ditch. Get it?
I got it. Yes, that's coming up a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of people to meet with. We're going to try to get through this to put some good stuff on Patreon.
We have an interview today with podcasters, the Grace Taproom. So that will be all. That will be also on our episode and on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
What else coming up?
So we got the Grays, we got Freight Yard, we got Bullfinch for Patreon.
Yes.
We've got Big Ditch for Patreon. We've got Brew Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another podcast.
Brew Brothers.
They're out of, is it South?
Wisconsin, Dakota? South Dakota area, yeah. Out that way, yeah.
Yeah, Central Time.
And then there's like 12 other people that we're communicating with. We're just trying to line up everybody's scheduling. Like,
yeah, so it's going to be a really busy
a lot of content,
summer.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun content on Patreon. So again, $5 a month subscription, and you'll have access to all these great breweries, tours, interviews of the owners or brewmasters, and just hear their stories, you know.
Everything, the history, like, yeah. Not just the name, like, I mean, we're doing things that we like, and we're hoping everybody else likes it, but, like, just the history of the buildings, and, like, what was it before, like,
yeah.
Was this building a strip club or a foundry where they made laundry? Now it's, I mean, yeah. just cool shit, like.
And how they came
and how it looks.
To it, and, yep. And what started, what brought the passion to do it. It's really interesting stories, and they're all unique, and every brewery looks different. It's got their own signature touches. And so if you're into that stuff.
Pet friendly, how much outdoor scene you have.
Yeah.
Like Trip Hammer didn't have live music, but that's what they wanted to have. He says we want to talk about beer, not yell about beer.
Yeah.
Because they have music like from a jukebox. But if you wanted to go to live band, you go somewhere else. But that's what some people do. Not everybody likes to go to live band. Not everybody likes to go to a jukebox, and some people like to do both.
Part of them also not doing live bands is because of the acoustics in that building. Yeah. They had to hang these like acoustic panels just so even for a jukebox or conversation not to get super loud.
They're hanging sacks from like their hops and shit.
Yeah, sacks.
But that's them. Like, but, you know, some people are pet friendly, some are not. Some are, like I said, a ton of outdoor seating. Some don't. So it's just interesting to see that. And once our website's complete, which is very close, we can have these links and maybe a small synopsis about.
We're building directories for breweries and U.S. businesses, U.S. made product, and directory for that as well. We're going to have a blog page on there, just sharing our experiences with each brewery. And sharing photos from events and things like that.
But we'll have facts about the breweries. Like, has food? Yes or no. Yeah. Kitchen, food trucks. Pet friendly? Yes or no. Live music? Yes or no. So, like, people can then come look. I mean, for people that are new to the area or people that are visiting from somewhere else, you can see and pick.
Yeah, if they're traveling with dog, with their pets, and they want to go to a brewery and bring their dog, and they can see which breweries are dog friendly or have outdoor sitting. Because some breweries, this is because of the health code regulations. If you're serving food, you can be dog friendly, but not have the dogs indoor. So they have another, like maybe an enclosed area, like a three-season room or something like that, or screened in, or just an overhang, and you can be there with the dog, even if it's raining, you know. So things like that, we'll disclose all that information and make it so that it's, you just go on our website, check it out when you're traveling, find interesting locations to go to, and just be a source, you know. I know there's Google, but this is all like designated and specifically informs you of information that you probably spend a lot of time
and this will be
searching
one spot.
On Google. Yeah.
And this will be one spot. And we'll just do it for New York.
Yeah. Well, not just New York. I mean.
Well, we do it by region.
In the directory will be, you can pick a state.
right.
city, whatever, wherever alphabetical, or there's a search bar, just type in. And, yeah. So all this costs money, and your subscription really helps out and goes a long way, and helps more than you think.
So well, $5 is like less than a beer.
Yeah, we just spend more than $5. Yeah, yeah. So
we're charging you less than one beer a month.
Yeah. And a lot of work goes into it. And it's not just Frank and I who put work into this. Our wives help us out. Our editor puts a lot of hard work into it.
Our ambassador, Carlos.
And my brother, Slava.
Yeah, right, yeah.
He was just at the distillery out in Utah.
Or even Volva, yeah.
Yeah, my youngest brother from the store where they sell liquor and beer. We got scattered ambassadors throughout the states.
We have widespread tentacles. So speaking of that, remember the first interview we did? Maybe it was the second one. We were on someone else's podcast. It was Jake and the Dingus.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think they had taken a little hiatus and they came back. But then I saw it today. I think they're done. I think they're deciding to discontinue their...
Really?
Yeah, so thanks to them for having us on. And really funny people. I fucking love that game we played.
It was nice meeting you guys.
We wish them nothing but the best, but thank you for that. And, I like doing it, but
I hope
people do different things.
Yeah. I hope they're ending it because of different maybe lifestyle and...
Or maybe it's because of us.
We did it?
Yeah, maybe we just fucked it all up.
After us being there, they struggled.
Yeah, no, they're good people, and thanks again. And, I hope everything works out for you guys. So,
absolutely. So good luck in your new ventures. And I think we can wrap it up here, right?
Mm-hmm. As soon as we grade this.
And then we'll have access to our studio, and we'll be guests. We'll have guests from the other podcast, the Gray Tap Room. Mm-hmm.
And if any of the listeners, watchers, ever check us out on Instagram, try to check us out doing a live, on Instagram live. And I think there's an option to do on YouTube also, but we've not done that. So, check us out on that if you ever get a chance. And, it's fun stuff. So we enjoy doing that. And for me, I'm going to grade this 3.5.
I'm going to go with 4 again. It's just really easy to drink.
Yep. I'm just glad you're not copying me anymore.
I got one more joke before we go.
Okay.
Three nuns get in a car accident and they die.
Three nuns?
Yeah. So they arrive at gates of heaven and Peter's there. And Peter's like, I'll go in, but I just have to ask each one of you a question. And you just have to answer correctly and you're in. But don't worry, these are super easy questions. You'll have no problem. So first nun goes, okay, what's the question? He goes, what was the first woman's name? She goes, Eve. He goes, come on right in. Second one, he goes, where did Eve live? Garden of Eden. Oh, come right in. The third nun, he goes, what was the first words that Eve said to Adam? And the third nun's like, that's a hard one. He goes, that's right, come right in. And on that, we're going to end the episode. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, all the listeners, followers. Appreciate you. Again, don't forget on Patreon. That really helps a lot. And we'll be back in this place to interview with owners. We'll schedule it, and then we'll announce that one that's coming up. But we also will include some B-rolls of this place. It's a pretty cool place. I think you guys will really see it.
Yep, perfect.
All right. Peace. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Hopheads. Frank here.
And Roman. Welcome to Brews and Banter, the podcast where we sip and spill the funniest stories over a cold one.
We're not just brewing laughs and comedy. We also discuss life stories and current events in every episode.
Follow the frolic on our socials, where we brew up more than just banter. Check out linktree.com/brewsandbanter for all the goods.
And guess what? We've got a VIP section. Join our Patreon for exclusive content, behind-the-scenes brew secrets, and maybe even a blooper reel or two.
Subscribe, laugh, and unlock the full Brews and Banter experience.
because life is too short for bad beer and boring stories. Cheers.